Legion. Once again, I'm Dustin, and these are your Comic Talk headlines for June 4th, 2019. Let's jump into the TVs. And this week in TV, we've got three bits, and they're all pretty interesting. First up is a Magic the Gathering animated series that's finding its way on Netflix. Now that in and of itself would be fantastic news, but on top of that, the executive producers for the show is going to be Anthony and Joe Russo, whose name you probably know because they directed Avengers Endgame. So very high bar they've set for themselves with this animated series. Next is a quickie bit. We finally got our first trailer for, again, another Netflix series, The Dark Crystal: Age of Resistance. Go check that out on the YouTubes. It looks kind of incredible. Though it seems that even with all the modern technology that is going into it, even with the CGI that they're going to augment the practical effects with, they're still kind of creepy little creatures that don't have any life in their eyes. Hopefully what we're seeing is not a final product and there will be a little bit more tweaking going on to the faces so that we can relate a little better to these characters, because that's one of the things that makes the original movie so creepy is the dead eyes. So, yeah, definitely looking forward to the series, though, because the movie was pretty great. And then our last piece of TV news comes from Adult Swim, kind of vicariously. So all of you Adult Swim fans, all of you fans of all of the shows, not necessarily anyone in particular. Well, one in particular, Boondocks is coming back to Adult Swim. Actor John Witherspoon was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and he said that they are in pre-production for another season of Boondocks, which is kind of awesome because it's a great show. Now, let's jump over to the movies section of today's episode. And first up on movies, this is going to be a huge section, so we're going to burn through it as fast as we can. First up on movies is Black Widow, Norwegian outlet Dagbladet. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that, but it's a news outlet in Norway. They're saying, along with a couple other ones actually, that the Black Widow is actively in production and they have images. So go check those out for your first peek at the new Black Widow movie. Next up is another trailer. We got the second trailer for the Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark movie. This is the Guillermo del Toro directed movie that we've been waiting for, based on the very popular children's book that kind of gave everyone nightmares when we were young. With this trailer, we get to see a little bit more of the narrative around the story. So what was billed as an anthology movie looks a little more like a string of vignettes strung together with a common through line, which is actually kind of a better take, I think, than just standalone anthology pieces. So I'm actually a little bit more excited knowing that. Next, continuing Disney's mad dash to save all of their IPs, to maintain control and not let them go into public domain, they are now doing Snow White, apparently, for their next live-action movie. Director Mark Webb, who did the Amazing Spider-Man movies, the ones that kind of are very divisive in the fandom, he is in talks to direct the live-action Snow White movie. Next, we're talking about the Eternals, and this one's very, very much rumor, so take this with a grain of salt, put your rumor hat on, however you gotta take that. This is a giant rumor, but it seems that Keanu Reeves is going to be the next one to join the cast alongside Angelina Jolie and Kumail Nanjiani in the movie, though none of these roles have been explicitly laid out. We can only guess what characters they will be playing, and honestly, for Keanu Reeves, I have no idea. Really have nothing. Next, keeping in line with that grain of salt and the rumor hat, as you will, we have a rumor, a pretty fairly reliable rumor about the Suicide Squad movie. It seems Idris Elba is supposedly going to be playing Bronze Tiger in the James Gunn movie. That is according to entertainment reporter Mark Hughes from Forbes. And then our last bit of movie news for this episode, guys, has to do with the Joker. And rumor site We Got This Covered is reporting that the Joker is going to have a tie to Bruce Wayne in the new movie. They say that there is going to be a half-brother connection. Apparently, Thomas Wayne is less than faithful to Martha and has a little fling with Arthur Fleck's mom, in which we get Arthur Fleck. This is, again, very, very much rumor, but this is a pretty interesting twist on the traditional story that we know about Batman and Joker's relationship. That's it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or, to go deeper into these topics, plus much more nerdy bits, as well as Comic-Con coverage, amongst other things, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.